just to play 300 for a team like the Wildcats. It's a huge honor. I think I'm pretty lucky to pretty much be with one team for my entire career. And I look forward to stepping out on the court on Thursday.
How special is it to be a part of the Wildcats? I mean, it's been such a big part of your life for a long time, and to represent the club for 300 games is pretty special.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you come to this club and you got the greats like, you know, Ricky and Scott Fisher, Andrew Vlahoff, James Crawford, you know, Mike Ellis, they've done so much for the club, and to be able to play for a club that, you know, those guys, you know, helped build and establish the reputation that the Wildcats have as a tremendous team and organization in this league and around the country. And, you know, the records that this club has broken over the years has been tremendous. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to like about, to, you know, being able to represent the Wildcats.
The game itself on Thursday, Sean, how much focus and energy do you guys put into stopping Childress?
Look, he's playing really good basketball. I think ever since he got suspended, he's been on a tear. So he's the best player in the league at the moment, and it's going to take five guys to stop him. There's a reason he was in the NBA, and he's just a fantastic player. It's going to take a great effort for us to stop him. But in saying that, you know, Ben Madsen's a prolific scorer as well. So I think those two guys really got to knuckle down and try and limit their effectiveness.
Being the last one out on the court, a bit more pressure to perform this week?
Well, it's just habits, you know. I think as you get older too, you got to continue to put that work in. Otherwise, your game starts to slip. So you always want to feel good going into a game, try and get some extra shots up, especially tomorrow we're traveling, so not be able to get on the court. It's something that, you know, I pride myself on when I step out on the court, being prepared and ready to play.
I know it's a fair journey that you've had when you came to the club, naturalised Australian now, and then playing for the Boomers, and then your hip. It's been up and down, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think any player that's gonna, you know, have some longevity with a club in a league as talented as the NBL is, you're gonna face adversity, and I guess it's how you respond to those challenges. Thankfully, I've had some great teammates, coaches, support staff, family, being able to help me get back and to play and just to get over those hurdles that you're gonna face as a professional athlete.
Sean, what still motivates you as a player, having had a lot of success already with this club? What do you still want to achieve?
You know, I think it's this club has such a great tradition that every time you step on the court, you feel that you got to represent and try and win. You know, I think it's, for me, it's stepping on the court and be able to compete and trying to compete for championships and help the team win any way that we can. So it's, I still love playing the game as well. You know, I'm a pretty lucky guy to be able to do something that I love for a living. And I appreciate that every time I step out on the court, even the training sessions, I guess going through the injury and stuff, you appreciate just waking up knowing you got to go to training and watch film. Some days it's a grind, but I think at the end of the day, you're pretty lucky to be a professional basketball player.
Rick Hyer showed some good signs out there. How welcome would he be back on the court?
Well, I didn't see Greg Hyer. I saw Jackie Moon with the white headband out there. You gotta love the first 5-10 minutes. He's grabbing every rebound. He's competing. He's just a fantastic teammate, and his energy, his enthusiasm will be huge for us when he finally takes the court.
Chances this week?
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask Trev on that one. I imagine it'll probably be after Christmas, just to make sure that he gets some trainings in before he plays. But it is Christmas time. Maybe he'll surprise us.
When players get to milestones, we always ask, you know, how much further can you go? You're at 300. Set your sights on, you know, how much you got left in you.
Yeah, well, I chose the number 42 for a reason. So, you know, I figured I'm 33, so I got 9 more years. So, I honestly don't know how many games. I'll keep playing as long as I can help this team win, and be productive out there on the court. I love playing the game, love trying to challenge myself, and you know, we're getting some great imports in this league, so it's great to go up against guys like Childress, you know, we had James Ennis last year. Guys are on the cusp of the NBA. To be able to compete against guys like that, it's fantastic. And I think this league is, there's some exciting things ahead. And, you know, we're filling out Perth Arena every week. So it's a fun time to be in the NBA, be a Wildcat, and, you know, just keep this ride going as long as I can.
Four games on the road now, a big part of the season for you.
Yeah, it's a tough stretch. You know, we've done pretty well so far. I think, you know, we probably let ourselves down in a few quarters of games, but for the most part, we're starting to play some pretty good basketball. But, yeah, four straight games, it could determine, you know, where you finish in the ladder. So it's going to be a tough stretch for us, but I think it's going to be crucial. If we can come out pretty well in these next four games, I think we set ourselves up, because at home, we're extremely tough. Got to make sure we get these road wins.